welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Natural Resource Conservation Service is focused on implementing the 2018 Farm Bill, but also remains focused on serving producers across the country. NRCS Chief Matt Lohr, who took office in late 2018, says one of the main focuses now is implementation of the Farm Bill.
For years, as a farmer in my Farm Bureau hat, we worked hard lobbying Congress to pass the Farm Bill. And now I get to be on the other side when the Farm Bill is passed. What are the next steps? And certainly, as you all know, it's a lot of rulemaking, long hours of implementing the Farm Bill, going through each program line by line to see what's the intent of Congress, how can we form those regulations.
Laura says they're focused on how they can best serve farmers across the country.
Be able to best serve our farmers, streamlining it along the way. Again, we understand that government programs can be cumbersome and not always quick and easy. So how can we streamline the process along the way? But really, the Farm Bill implementation has consumed an enormous amount of time for a lot of our staff, but I'm excited to see where we are as we are inching the ball down the field.
He adds better serving farmers is another focus of the agency.
We really are putting a lot of focus on making that process more efficient. CDSI, our Conservation Desktop or Conservation Delivery Service Initiative, is again, what programs can we develop? And this has been a process for a while, but how can we pull programs together between agencies that it can be a more efficient and streamlined process.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
Every year, Kentucky farm families work together at the grassroots level to identify shared challenges and achieve common goals. As we mark our 100th year as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, Kentucky Farm Bureau reflects these challenges and goals in our policies. We're proud to advocate for farmers in everything we do. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky's success depends on improved farm income, better economic opportunities, and enhanced quality of life for all. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
NRCS Chief Matt Lohr says another focus is making sure enough staff are in place to serve farmers properly.
We're really putting together some work cycle study analysis that will be taking place over the year to have our employees document the tasks that they're doing, what practices they're tied to during different series of times, so we can capture that work, extrapolate it out, see how many employees does it take, how many do we have, so that we can go back to the secretary and say, we've done our research, this is how many employees we need to have on staff.
He adds it's important to make sure NRCS representatives know how vital they are to farmers across the country.
They are the face of our agency. Some of my happiest moments this year have been sitting around a kitchen table of a ranch family in Central Oregon and having a farmer come to me and just tell a story about how our NRCS programs have literally helped transform his operation.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.